It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Let's bring in Stephen Portnoy this morning in Washington. The VP debate is tonight, the last scheduled debate of the campaign. Stephen, what should we expect?
Well, I'm not sure what we can expect, but here's what we'll see. We'll see two candidates facing off in a studio on the west side of Manhattan that was once home to Captain Kangaroo. The first-term senator, author, and Yale-educated lawyer J.D. Vance will face off against former high school football coach, sixth-term congressman, and Minnesota governor Tim Walz. Now, Vance is likely to go after Walz for, among other things, claiming he once carried weapons in war when he never deployed to a war zone, retiring with a rank he wasn't able to keep because he didn't stay in the National Guard long enough, and he's been hitting Walz for that. Walz is expected to hit Vance on what Vance has said about childless women, calling them childless cat ladies, and the allegations that Vance has aired about immigrants in Ohio eating pets. In debate prep, Walz has been facing off against Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, and in an odd bit of expectation setting, a source confirms to us that Walz told Kamala Harris, even before she picked him, that he's a bad debater. Now, why would he say that, and why would they want the public to know that? Well, it's perhaps the idea that they want to set expectations for Walz low. And the Trump campaign is pushing back against those expectations, saying that after 20 years in elected office, Walz ought to be very well prepared and will prove to be very good on stage. J.D. Vance is expected to cast Walz as too liberal and as someone who I mentioned retired from the National Guard, claiming he'd earned a rank that he didn't stay long enough to keep.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.